I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The fall trout stocking season is underway in West Virginia. Coming up, we'll talk with the man in charge of the DNR's trout program. Fall trout stocking in West Virginia has been ongoing for many years, and as the weather cools, waters, which were superheated in the summer, become more conducive to hold trout. Hatchery Programs Director Jim Hedrick explains the original goal of the fall stocking was to expand the outdoors experience in the autumn.
Fall trout stocking was originally put in place, coordinating with a lot of the small game seasons. They don't correlate quite as well as they used to these days. The game season is now open a little early. However, those game seasons are still in season during the fall trout stocking.
And this enables the hatchery to move some trout out that they don't want to carry through the winter.
The only fish in the hatchery that we do try to kind of clear out are some of our big fish. Some of the males, we're not able to keep them through till the spring. Once they become in reproductive condition, they tend to fight with one another in the raceways and sometimes will cause each other to die. So we don't want that to happen, so we put them out for the anglers in the fall.
Biggest worry surrounding the fall stocking is the water level, so the number of streams planned for stocking is limited.
You know, the lakes we put them into are just a few select lakes where the water temperatures are typically cold enough, those higher elevation lakes. And we do stock primarily the larger streams. You know, we can't depend on one fall to the next to determine how much water we have. So we select those larger streams because in all probability, they will have obviously more water than a smaller stream. And we actually got lucky. We got some rain. We were really concerned. Streams were really low, which was going to limit the number of locations which they could stock the fish if we had not gotten some rain. So that was great.
Hedrick says if you choose to participate in fall fishing, you're going to find some differences.
I would say one of your main changes probably that folks have to watch out for is in the fall, because the water is more clear, a lot of times those fish see you coming a lot of times, and once they know your presence, sometimes they don't tend to bite as well.
But with less pressure, it's easy to find an isolated stream all to yourself.
This is a great opportunity. If you don't mind the cooler temperatures, you know, even into the next month, a lot of these fish don't get caught, and it's a great fishing opportunity to get away from other anglers and just kind of go down the stream on your own in solitude where the weather's nice and cool. Kind of my kind of weather now.
The trout stocking information is posted on the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, each day after 4 o'clock. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.